Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
3 minutes, 15 to go, 24 all.
He's had some big moments in this game. Josh Morris came up with a try to give him the lead, came up with a big catch at the other end, and this time he's come in and put a shot on Brian Kelly that's just going to give the Roosters an opportunity just to close this one out if they're good enough. Gets a bit of a head knock on the on the way down, but they will have the football with just over three minutes remaining, 30 metres out, and these are those moments you just train for as a team to set up for a field goal in crucial stages of your season. These are the moments you train for. Let's see how they execute.
They've got to go early, Gurz. They can't wait to the fifth.
Ikavalu plays it back to Verrills. Verrills to Tedesco. Tedesco changes direction, Ted.
Like now.
Now he's going to play it. He's about 15 metres out from the Gold Coast Titans line on tackle two.
Yeah, this is it.
Verrill gets into dummy half. They're asking for a penalty. Comes back Walker this time. Right. Walker! I think he's kicked this one. He's kicked it all right. Walker's kicked it.
Wow.
Roosters 25, Titans 24. 2.5 minutes left. The short kickoff is on the cards. Let's have a look at it from Sammy Walker. Up she goes. It's only got to go through, and it does.
Oh,
well, Brian Kelly, the hero and the villain.
He's got ice in the veins. There was a fair bit of pressure on him. Big Tino just storming down on him. He just had one charge down. He'd only been on the field for a couple of minutes, but just stepped up the young man and nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
25 Roosters, 24 Titans. You only mentioned earlier, Ryan, last time they played 35-34. There's a short kickoff.
I'm glad you're listening, Maroon.
It's travelled to 10. It's knocked on by Ikavalu. No, it's not.
They regathered.
He regathers. 2.5 left. 1 point the difference. Verrills at dummy half. Verrills doesn't know what to do. Gets it away to Jarawarrie Hargraves. They should get the ball back, the Titans. And Maria Hargraves will play at five, his own side of the halfway line, back to Verrills again. And now it's Egan Butcher. Butcher's taken by Rain. Oh, stripped by Joliffe. But it'll only mean six again because he's sent it soaring back toward the Roosters players. So Tedesco has it. Roosters have six again. They lead 25-24.
They've been brave, the Titans.
Yeah, it comes across now for Jarawarrie Hargraves. Well, the same might be said for the Roosters, MG, with six or seven players.
Goes without saying with them.
Verrills comes across to Radley. Radley's taken by Big Mo for Tuaka.
I mean, that clash.
How good's he been?
Victor and Tino tonight's been outstanding.
Here we go now across for Crichton to have it. There's 90 seconds left. It's tackle four. Roosters. Now, Verrills again. Gets the ball away to Tedesco. Tedesco gets out of a tackle. Can't get away from Tino. He gets dacked now.
Oh, wow.
There's a bum exhibition today.
We're at Lady Jane Beach.
Verrills gets it to Hutchison. He'll take the tackle. Changeover, is it? Or is there one left?
One more. They need to put one in the in-goal and try and get the footy back.
Verrills will take the tackle.
100 metres.
Titans have the ball. Exactly 1 minute left. They trail by 1 point. They've got to run the length of the field. Here we go, Campbell in a dummy half. Can he do something freakish? Tino for Sumala Awi will play it. 5 metres out from the Titans' line. In a dummy half, it's Rain. Gets it away to Peachy. Peachy tries to open him up.
That's two.
50 seconds left and 25-24. The Roosters lead the Titans. Here's Kelly. Here's Kelly. He gets rid of it to Firma.
Lovely.
Firma. He's gone right through. Firma's through. He's got support. He might not need it. He gets it to Sami. Sami stopped. 10 metres out from the Roosters' line. He'll play it back to Campbell. He gets it away to Kelly. Kelly, he fires the pass away to Fogarty. Fogarty gets the ball away to Herbert. Herbert. He looks for... Oh, he's thrown it. He's thrown it over the sideline. And that will be the ball game. What about the finish? What about the finish to this one?
Well.
Roosters 25, Titans 24. They could have won it. They could have won it.
And if he passes early, they win.
They just could not finish it off, the Titans. And the Roosters, a gutsy Roosters side, a wonderful finals match.
Wow.
But that's it for the Titans. Roosters 25, Titans 24. Here it is again, boys. So Fogarty to Herbert.
Now he's got
to
give it now.
Yeah. He just didn't.
Unmarked.
He just didn't pass it. All he had to do was pass it
And there's no way Corey Thompson wasn't going to score. I could have scored it.
Yep.
No. Because someone would have, you would have to catch it.
All I had to do was catch it.
Yeah.
I've got an awesome step.
Oh, they're heartbroken, the Titans. They are absolutely heartbroken. What a play down that left-hand side by Kelly and Firma. And you know what? I thought he blew it there, Firma, because he was trying to create the two-on-one, but the experience of Tedesco just corralled him, pushed him towards the sideline, and didn't allow that two-on-one situation, which would have put Sammy in unopposed. Sammy then had to come back on the inside. Sammy Walker, what a big couple of plays from this young man. Only came on to finish off the game, kicks the field goal, and then pulls off a tackle that saves the Roosters' season. And on the back of that, as we just went through, Titans could not get the job done on this right-hand side. Big Fifita was there. He needed the football. Thompson was there. If he gets it, he scores. But Patrick Herbert has been really good. He's had a great back end of the season. Just couldn't find a way to get the pass. And under fatigue and under that sort of pressure, MG, you got a feel for the guy.
Oh, you do. That's a shocking way to win lose a semi-final. Both teams were gutsy. You got to give it to both of them. They're both fantastic. The Roosters to be where they are after all the suspensions and injuries and retirements. And the Titans, who basically fell into eighth position, but showed tonight that they're semi-final team. They were great tonight. I thought they kept coming back. They never went away. You mentioned that first round, the last round they played, that was 36-35 or something.
Yeah.
It was just a really good game to watch. Really good game. Unfortunately, they had to be a loser because the Titans had every chance there to just seal the deal.
All Patrick Herbert had to do was pass out a little earlier. Nevertheless, as they say, read about it in the paper. Roosters have got a well-deserved win. And the Titans can go and enjoy the rest of the year because they are done. The Roosters will play their old arch rivals, Manly. Two great old rivals in the NRL. Manly and the Roosters next week. Of course, we'll have that game for you on the Triple M network. But full-time sees the Roosters win that one as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.